Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Moed Katan Dav Chaf Amabez. The Gemara over here on Dav Chaf Amabez is discussing the inyan that we already started on Dav Chaf Amad Aleph, the inyan of Shmua Kroiva and Shmua Rechaika. If someone hears a Shmua Kroiva, someone hears about the Misa of a Karev within 30 days, the halacha is that he has to sit the regular Shiva, even though it's already after 7 days from the Kura and all the other Kroivin that were around the mace already finishing Shiva. But since he heard the Shmua Kroivin within 30 days, the halacha is, he's mechayiv in the regular Shiva Ushleishim. Masha'ein Kain, if someone hears it after the Shleishim Yom already passed, after 30 days he then hears about it, which the Gemara refers to as a Shmua Rechaika, a far Shmua, something that he hears from far away, then the halacha is that he just has a chiyuv for 1 day, and the Gemara says, mixes here, kukula, he just has 1 minute, the Gemara just says, you take off your shoe, and then you finish with that avelos. Now, this halacha of Shmua Kroiva, the Gemara, we could be chaker chakira, what's the oneness of this chiyuv of Shiva? Is it a chiyuv? Just the same way when the base dies, when there's a kura, the halacha is a chiyuv of Shiva. When you hear about a base, as long as it's within 30 days, the halacha is yav a chiyuv. That's a machayiv of Shiva. Or no, the machayiv of the Shiva was the nisus habase, was the kura. Just as long as you found out about it within 30 days, there's a chiyuv tashlumim, it's a tashlumim on the original machayiv that you weren't machayim since you didn't know about it. So therefore, you'll do it later. Similar to someone that wasn't Mekayim Avelos. The halacha is if someone's not Mekayim Avelos, there's a halacha that he's Mekhoyev to be Mashlebet Avelos. So Al-Khayro, we could bring this Chakira, might be totally the Shaila in a rush. At the end of the third parak, there's a rush in Sibid Tzadi Vav, where he brings from his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, Rebbe Meir Zatzal, about a Shaila, about a Katam. A Katam that one of his Kroivim were Nifter, while he was still a katan, and during the 30 days, during the shloishim, he became a gadol. So Rebbeinu Meir's dan, now that he became a gadol, while he's a katan, he's not chayiv in avelos. A katan is not chayiv in avelos. He's definitely not mekayim medinei avelos as a katan. So now Rebbeinu Meir is choyker, what's going to be the halacha now when he turned 13 within the 30 days? Is he mechuyiv to go ahead and be noyig avelos? So the Rebbeinu Meir brings a Gemara that we have by us at Dav Chaf on the base, that when someone hears a Shmua Kroiva, a Shmua within 30 days on a Regel, and then after Regel it passes 30 days, the halacha is he's not Chayiv. But if after the Regel it's still within 30 days, even though when he heard about it he wasn't able to be Mis'abel, but when it comes afterwards, after Yotif, and he's still within 30 days, the halacha is he's Chayiv in Avelos. So it says Rebbeinu Meir, so too by the Katan. At the point that he heard about the mace, at the point when he saw the Kfuras HaMace, he wasn't Chayiv in Avelos. But then, as he became a Gadol within 30 days, he now becomes Chayiv. So there's no reason why he shouldn't sit Shiva at that point. That's Rebbeinu Meir's Psak. Then he goes into Shiloh about Dichoy. And he says, maybe there should be a Dichoy. Since Peshas, when he became, when the Bisas HaMace, the Machayiv of the Avelos was here, he was Potter. Maybe he should become Dichoy, he should become Nidche the Chiyuv. Like we find the idea of Dichoy in different places in Shas. Says Rebbeinu Meir, no, there's no Dichoy, it's a Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs. That's Rebbeinu Meir's Psak that you're Chayiv. Now the Rosh comes and he argues and he says, even though it's Achar Misa Rebbeinu Meir and Eim Hashivnes Harila Achar Misa, but Teiri Evelo Manani Tzorach, and he says that I hold of this chilek, that is a very big chilek between the case of Yontif, where he wasn't able to do Avelos even though he was a Bar Chiyuva of Avelos, and a case of a Katan where he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. And he says that the same way we find by Pesach Sheni, the man the Omar that Pesach Sheni is a Tashlum in the Rishon, the halacha is if in the first Pesach he wasn't Mechuyev, he was a Goy and then was Niskayer, he was a Kot and then he was Higdol in between the two Psachim. The halacha is the Fidam and the Omar, the Firam Nosin that holds it's a Tashlumin, your Potter. Says the Rosh, who had it over here, you'll be Potter, the same Sfar applies. And he says that this, that this halacha, that a shvua kroiva sits shiva, even though it's not within 7 days of the kfuras hameis, it might be 20 days later already. Why does he sit shiva? Says the Rosh clearly, it's not a mitzvah v'atzma, it's not its own mechayiv of avelos. El tashlum avelos shahoyin loy lasis v'yad achar kvura. It's a tashlumen for the avelos that he should have done. He didn't know about it, it wasn't his fault, but he should have really done the avelos then. And now we say that as long as he heard about it within Shloshim Yoyim, he's mechuyim now midin tashlumin of those 7 days to be mashlim and to be noyeg avelos now. So it's clear in the Rosh that it's a midin tashlumin, and the chayr from Rabbeinu Meir, the chayr we would understand not that way. We would understand that it's not a tashlumin, rather a kolz man. You found out within the Shloshim, that alone is a mechayiv of avelos. Now the Rosh goes on with another svara that maybe there's a dichoy here also. It's hard to read down the Rosh. The Avdei Nezer in Tshuva Kufchav Gimel writes that's just the Ravcha, the Milsi, just coming to argue on Rabbeinu Meir. The Iker Mechuvin, the Iker point that the Rosh is coming to disagree over here is by saying that it's a Tashlumen. That's his point, and it would seem that Rabbeinu Meir argues, and Rabbeinu Meir holds that no, it's its own Mechayev. Another place where we might find that this Machloikis in the Lumbis of Shmua Kroiva, it's an interesting shaylat, the Taz and the Shach, they're both discussing, it's coming from a Maram Mintz. And the case is that someone hears about a Misa of his Karev. Now he didn't hear so accurately exactly when the Karev was Nifter. So it might be he already was Nifter 30 days ago. He might not be Chayiv in Avelus of Shiva. Maybe he is. He was Mesupik B'Shas Vaisa, and that's a big shaylat in the Paiskum, how to be Noig at that point. When you're mesupik, if it's a shmur krov or shmur rochaita, there's a famous long taz about it. Do we say cheskes chai? If it's far as where, how do we assume in such a hechatimsa? But the story was the story the Paiskim are discussing is what happens if he wasn't misabel. A rav told him you don't have to be misabel. He wasn't misabel at that point, misufik, and then he finds out later on at a later point that when he originally had heard it was teishleishim. Now it's already Acher Shloshim. Now it's already a few days later and it's Acher Shloshim. But when he found out a week ago, it was still Teich Shloshim. Is he now Mechuyev in Avelus? So the Taz and Shach both say, no, he's not Chayev in Avelus, because now it's already too late. Now it's already Acher Shloshim. That's what's before in the Taz and the Shach. The Shach is not clear, but in the Kudas HaKesef, he clarifies himself that he also holds like the Taz that there is no Chiv Avelus if he ends up finding out about it only after Shloshim, even though he found out that what he had found out was Teich Shloshim. But Kiva Eger in a Tshuva and Tshuva Chav Gimel, he's very, very bothered by this Taz and the Shach, and he doesn't understand what they're saying. He has a lot of different questions, but he says he doesn't understand. I found out within 30 days, and now why should I not be Chayv? And now I'm within 30 days of finding out. Why should I not be chayiv right now? The same way when someone finds out within 30 days is chayiv. Now I found out within 30 days of my shmua, of my shmua kroiva, I found out now, and I'm still within 30 days of the time I found out. I'm not within 30 days of the misa anymore, but I'm within 30 days of the time I found out. So why can I say, why can I sit shiva now? And b'frat says to me, what happens if I'm still teich shiva of the time where I originally found out? So in Chanami, I'm not 30 days away from the mace, from the first mace, I'm 30 days away, but I'm still Teich Shiva. If I would have started being Teich Shiva then, I would have found out then, I would be in the middle of Shiva now, so why should I not finish up the Shiva now? That's what Kivager's problem is, Myrach, he doesn't understand the Taz and the Shach. What it would seem, and if you look at the Sefer Chelkis Binyamin from Binyamin Cohen, Amaya Katan, he brings out this point, and he says that it would seem from the Taz and the Shach that they understand that the Shmua Kroiv is not a new Mechayiv of Avelos. It's just a way that you can make a Tashlumen. Once you're after 30 days, you can't start Tashlumens after 30 days. You can't start being Noyeg Avelos after 30 days from the Kfuras Hameis. That's the Zman HaMechayiv. True, I'm within 30 days of the time I heard, but the timing I heard is not, like the Kivager seems to understand, a new Mechayiv. The Chayyur, the Taz and the Shach learned, like it's before in the Rosh, that it's a Tashlumen. It's a Tashlumen for the original, so if I started doing it within the 30 days, then I could continue on. But if I didn't actually start for whatever reason, I didn't end up actually starting because I didn't know about it at the time, I wasn't sure about it at the time, you cannot start with being Mashlum Avelos after 30 days. So this shiloh seems to be a yisoidistik shiloh, had to understand what a shvua kroiva is, and the chayra seems to be totally in a machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Rosh, and it would seem that there's a machlekes tazid shach negative kiveger also about this inyan. The Gemara over here on Chafam and Vez brings that Rabbi Chiya, when he heard that his brother and sister, or possibly father or mother, were nifter in a shmur ruchayka. So like we said, you're only chayav avelus one day. He took off his shoes, he asked for them to remove his shoes from him, and then he went to the Beis HaMerchatz, he was finished his avelus. And the Gemara says that we see from Rabbi Chiya that mixes hayoyim kekulay, that you don't need to have the whole day of avelos. The fact that 1 minute of the day he was doing avelos, that's enough. Mixes hayoyim kekulay. Now in this halacha of mixes hayoyim kekulay, the Rosh over here in Ois Lamed brings a Tosfos Rivam that has a suffix. And he has a suffix if mixes hayoyim kekulay is a tafka by day or could even be by night. Is the din of mixes hayoyim kekulay only a mixes of a yoyim or a mixes of a laila also? And he says, Dafkabino, if a Shmur Ruchayka comes by night, does he have to wait till tomorrow morning? Does he have to be Noyag Avails till the morning or not? And he brings that the Rivam seems told that a Lomdis really would apply to Bixayyam Kekuloi, but since you need to be, you have to be Noyag Avails, it has to be Nikr that you be Noyag Avails, and the Anhogas Avelos that the Gemara gives us is to remove your shoe, and removing your shoe by night is not really so nicker that it's because of Avelos. People remove their shoes at night, I guess you go to sleep. So therefore, you might practically have to wait till the next morning. He then goes on, the Rosh goes on to bring the Rabbeinu Shmuel, but Gabi, the regular did a mixed yam kekula, and every seventh day of Avelos, we pass him like Abishol, that you only have to do a mixed hayoyim. He says that the minig is to wait till the morning, and he doesn't know why. He seems to hold that misfar, you should be able to do it by night. And there's a Tosfos on the Chaf Aleph from Beis, the bottom Tosfos, the Ramaschal Afilu, in the second Teretz, he says that you don't say mixed hayoyim kekula, is not by night, l'inyan shum davar, and he brings a Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf. The Shimer Lila Lab Shimerhur Bab Shimerhur Bab Shimerhu, but in Shivanakim, Magabi Shivanakim, you have to wait till the morning. It's not enough night. And Tosfos learns up that the Pshat is, there's no such thing as a mixed Yom Kekulay by a night. Pashas, as far as that the Iker of a day is the Yom, the Lila is part of it, but to go and establish it that you have the whole day by just having a mixas of a Lila, you need to have a mixas of the Yom. And the Rabban disagrees, and the Rabban holds that no, mixes Lila is also enough. Now the Rosh brings for Rabbeinu Meir, and he says that there's a difference between the seventh day of 7 days of Avelos, that there it's true, like Tosfos, you need to have Dafka B'yoyim, and by Shmur Rechaika, then you can do it even by Lila. And he explains that the reason is, he learns up in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf, that any time you need a svira b'yamama, which means, the Rabbi Meir learns it up, that svira means anything that you need more than one day. If I want to count, if I just need a day, one day, then you can use laila, you can use yom. But when you need to have a number of days, you're counting days, you need 7 days, then you need to have dafka yom. To count another day, that there should be a mikzas, that could be by night also, but to count another day, that should count as not only the sixth day, it should count as the seventh day, that needs dafka yoyim. Possibly the laila could still be nitzval to the sixth day, in order to count a new day, a seventh day, then you need dafka yoyim. Mashenkin, when you want to just have a yoyim, I only need one day, I don't need a seventh or a second day, I only need one day, says Rebbeinu Meir, by Shmur Chayka, that you could do even by night. Now Rashi and Megillah over there says, you know why Svira be a mama? Rashi brings a pasuk. There's a pasuk by Svira of Zayin Akim that needs Yoyim. So possibly Rashi will hold, like Ramban, that Lila also is good enough, even for Svira. It's a special Zayin Akasav Rashi brings over there. It's not a Svara in Mitzvah Hayoyim Kekulay, the way it seems that Rabbeinu Meir seems to be learning it up over here. Rabbeinu Meir seems to be learning up that it's a lumbus in any Svira, anytime you're counting days, when you need to count 7 days of Avelos, the seventh day needs to have a mixes of a Yoyim. Mashiach, I'm not counting days, I just need a yoyim. Then says Rabbeinu Meir, the laila would also be enough, and that's why by Shmur Ruchayka, you would be able to do it, even the laila, Mashenkin, where you need to have 7 days of Avelos, and you want to count the seventh day, or on the Yom Shloshim of Shloshim, you would then have to wait till the actual day, and that's how we're noyig, on the seventh day, we wait till the morning. The Ritva Shita is you need to have mamish oim de misnach menachavim atzoy. You have to actually have the menachavim come in. It's more than just waiting a little bit of the day. But kapanim, this is the machlokes in the Rishonim, whether or not you could use it belayla or do you need dafka b'yoyim. And we have Rabbeinu Meir's pshara that's mechalik between whether or not I need a mispar of yomim or I'm just trying to get one day. Now, but the Gadish Shmuz, and there's Arichas Dvarim in the Rif, when the Gavin did of Shmuel Kroiva, so we say, but you find out within 30 days. What happens if I find out on the 30th day? So the Rif brings a Shita that's not considered a Shmuel Kroiva, and the Rif argues. The Rif argues, and that's the Iker Deyim, the Rishayim, that the 30th day is also, when you hear on the 30th day Mamish, that is also considered a Shmuel Kroiva. Now the Rishayim bring a Raya. The Rosh, the Muki Yosef, they bring a Raya to the Rif Shita. That on the 30th day is considered a Shmuel Kroiva. Mr. Gemara brings a Chatimtza. When a person hears the Shmuel Kroiva on Shabbos, and then it became Rechoika by the time Shabbos ended, it's already after Shabbos, it's already Lamed Aleph. So you see, says the Rosh, that it's Mashma in the Gemara, the reason why it became a Shmuel Rechoika is only because it was Shabbos, the Shabbos when you heard it on Yom Lamed. So therefore you weren't able to be Noeg Avelis fully on Shabbos. So mainly you're only able to start after Shabbos, but by the time you're starting, it's already a Shmuel Rechoika, it's already Lamed Aleph Yom. It's Mashma that if the 30th day would not have been Shabbos, it would have been a Shmuel Kroiva. Elamai says to Rosh, must be that you don't say Mikzis Hayom Kekuloi on such a thing. You only say Mikzis Hayom Kekuloi when you're being Noeg Avelis, so being Noeg and Mikzis Yom is like I was Noeg the whole Yom. But someone that wasn't Noeg Avelis, I want to know, am I still within the Shleishim? Yes, you are. You're still within the Shleishim. If you want to know someone that's Noeg Shleishim, was he already Mekayim Shleishim by the morning? Yes. But you that weren't Noeg Shleishim, are you still within the Shleishim? Yes, you're still within the Shleishim. You don't say Mikzis Hayom Kekuloi for someone that wasn't Noeg Avelis. That's what the Rosh is Meichiach. Now the Rosh speaks out an important point. He says that maybe you'll tell me that the case that the Gemara is talking about where Shabbos was Chavtes and then it became after Shabbos, it became Rechaikim, but since Lamed, maybe not like the Rif. Maybe the Olam, if you hear on Lamed, it's not considered a Shmuel Kroiva. You would say Mikzis Hayom Kekuloi. But says the Rosh, maybe the story of the Gemara wasn't when Shabbos was Lamed. The Gemara doesn't say that what day the story was. The Gemara just says that on Shabbos it was Kroiva, and after Shabbos it became Rechaika. So maybe there's no riot to the Rif. Maybe the story of the Gemara is that you heard it on Yom Chavtes, Shabbos was Chavtes, and then by the time Matzah Shabbos came, it was already Lamed, which the Fida Shita, not like the Rif, that's called the Shmur Rechaika. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Says the Rosh, that can't be. Because if Shabbos was Chavtes, then I for sure, right after Shabbos, I have to start doing Avelos. Everyone agrees that I have to start doing Avelos for a little bit, because the whole night, says the Rosh, I have to be Noeg Avelos till the morning. Because even if we would say Mikzis Hayom Kekuloi, Lagabi, this din of Shmuel Kroiva, but my Shita is, says the Rosh, that you don't say Mikzis Hayom Kekuloi Belaila. And therefore, you would definitely have to wait till the morning to be able to stop being Noeg Avelos. So therefore you had already started within the Shleishim Yayim, and therefore the Gemara, it wouldn't be called, the Gemara wouldn't make sense to call it a Shmur Rechaika. Must be that the Shmur Rechaika means that it was Yayim Lamed Aleph, and Shabbos was Yayim Lamed, and that's what is a riot to the rift. So the Achroinim, the Sefer Ksenis Pasim, Matzavas Moshe brings the Ksenis Pasim's Kasha. That L'chayra, the Rosh seems that his Raya is Bonny on his Shita, that by a Misfar Yomim upon him, you don't see Mixes HaLaylo K'kol Ayun. The Matzavas Moshe and Ksenis Pasim are very bothered that the Ramban brings the same Raya. And the Ramban, like we mentioned, holds that Mixes HaLaylo also is K'kuloi. So how can he bring this Raya? L'chayra, right as the, maybe L'Olam, the Gemara is talking about when Shabbos was on Yom Chavtes. And then right when the Mikzis HaLaylo finishes, right when the Mikzis HaLaylo starts, he's finished, so it's Nasis Rechaika. What's the riot to the Rif? Says the Sefer Matzavas Moshe, that L'chayra, the Rosh is the more, the Rabban is very move on. Even if you do say Mikzis HaLaylo Kekulo, but it takes a minute, you have to for at least a minute be Mekayim it, so I'm going to have to be Mekayim it, and therefore I'm starting it before the Shleishim Yayim Nigmar. The Shleishim Yayim only Nigmar even the Fidashita that argues on the Rif with a mixes Ayyam Kukula. So therefore, says the Matzavas Moshe, even the Fidur Rabban that mixes Alayla, I still have to start doing Avelis before the mixes Alayla finishes. It takes a minute. That minute I have to be knowing Avelis, and that means to say I started Avelis within Shloshim Yoyim. Once you start Avelis within Shloshim Yoyim, so then you can keep going for another 7 days. So therefore he says that the Ramban is very mubon, and the Hepech, the Rosh, is very shver. What does the Rosh need to add in this point that mixes halaylos, lav kakol ayoyim, even if it would have been, a mixes I need to do a minute of avelos. So that means I have to start the avelos before the shleishim yoyim comes to an end. And since I'm starting the avelos before the shleishim yoyim comes to an end, so that means that's a shmur kroivo. So it can't be that the Gemara is talking about chav test. Why does the Rosh have to add in this point? Says the Matzavas Moshe, possibly we can answer the Rosh with the halacha of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, that I have to add a little bit of alachol, so I'm going to be making my time of Avelos, the time that the Shloshim Yoyim is going to finish. If we would say Mixes Halayla Kakol Hayoyim, that first minute I would be finished by 30 days, and that first minute I don't have to be Noyig Avelos because I'm still in the middle of Tosfos Shabbos. So I'm only able to start being Noyig Avelos after that first minute. And once that first minute finished, I'm finished by 30 days. The Fidus Shita that argues on the Rif. And therefore, the Rosh had to add in this point, Tzarech Iyun, what the Ramban will argue. But upon him, that's the Matzavas Moshe's Yishuv to the Ksenes Pasim's Kasha on the Rosh with the Ramban. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara discusses what the halacha, kareya in a kareya. Are you kareya or are you not kareya? Now, what case exactly is the Gemara talking about? So, if you take a look in Rashi, Tosfos Rosh brings that Rashi Shita is that we're talking about a Shmur Rechaika. We're going back to a regular case of a Shmur Rechaika. What's the halacha? Is there a chiyav kriya? The halacha is that you only mechiyav and avelos for 1 minute. There's no chiyav shiva. Is there a chiyav kriya? By Rashi and Ksav Yad, it's a little more clear. Rashi also looks at Mashba that way. Tosfos and Devar Maso Kareya in a Kareya sounds like it's Pasha to him that on a Shmur Rechaika there's no Kriya. Not a Suffolk. What is Tosfos' Suffolk? Tosfos' Suffolk is, Tosfos learns the Gemara going back on the case before, where you heard about it when it was a Shmur Kroiva, that you weren't able to start Avelos because it was Shabbos or it was Yom Tov. And by the time you started the Avelos, it was already past, it already became Rechaika. So I'm not Chayiv in Shiva. And that ichatimsa, since I heard about it within 30 days, maybe at that point I was chayiv in Shiva and I was chayiv in Kriya. Now it passed over a time where I can't do Shiva anymore. Do I still keep my chayiv Kriya, or do we say that no, since the Shiva became possible because I didn't start it within 30 days, maybe I don't do the Kriya either? That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara's Suffolk. Now the Karen Oira asked the Kasha over here on the Gemara. The Gemara explains what's the pshat why you would not need Kriya. Because maybe you don't have Kriya without Shiva. Maybe there's no Kriya, the Malkum, there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. The Karen Ayra asks from a sugya that we had earlier on in the first parak, the sugya on the Ches of an Alf, the Mishnah of Likot Atzomis, where there's a din Avelos of Likot Atzomis, where there's no Dechi of Shiva, you only also miss Abel that day. And Afal Pikein, the halacha is that you have Kriya. You make Kriya. So, as the Karen Oira, what's the Gemara saying over here? That Zakal, that you can't have Kriya without Shiva. It's not true. Likud HaTzomis, you have Kriya, even though you don't have Shiva. Says the Karen Oira, that Lefi Tosfos, he understands. Lefi Tosfos, the Gemara doesn't mean to say, make a klal, that you can't have a Chiyav Kriya without Shiva. The Gemara means to say is that just like we understand, the Gemara understands to be Svara, like Tosfos says, the Shmur Rechaika doesn't have Kriya. That's not the Shaila. You're not Mechayiv in Kriya on a Shmur Rechaika. This Shmur that's not Mechayiv, it's Pasha to the Gemara that you're not Chayiv in Kriya. The Gemara's topic is, I was already Mechayiv in Kriya. Is it Paka the same way that Shiva's Paka? The Gemara doesn't mean to say that it can't be that you don't have a Chayiv Kriya without Shiva. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say is that when you had a Chayiv Shiva, and that became Paka, will the Chiyav Kriya also become Paka, just like the Chiyav Shiva was Paka? But could you have a Hechatibsa of a Mechayiv of Kriya at times without Shiva? Possibly, yeah. That's what the Karen speaks out, that his Kasha, that he has in the Sugya, Lefi Tosfos, is a different way to explain what the Gemara means, Kriya Beloi Shiva. Now, in the Sefer Tal Chaim, he says that if we look in the Rishonim, if we look in the Tosfos Rosh, And the Ritva, they say that this is the Gemara's making a klal that you can't have kriya without shiva. What does it mean that? The Gemara means to say a mace that would have been mechayiv in shiva, and it's not being mechayiv. So then the halacha is it's not mechayiv kriya. And they say, but la'olam al rabbi. There's a chiyuv kriya al rabbi. There's a chiyuv kriya when you see a misa when you're in front of adam kosher. There's are mechayivim of kriya without shiva, but a mace that would have been mechayiv you in shiva, and it's too far away, it's too far removed to be mechayiv shiva. Then the Gemara is saying, for the same reason why you don't have shiva, for that same reason you don't have kriya. But it's possible to have a mace that's not mechayiv you in shiva and it's mechayiv you in kriya. And therefore says the Tal Chaim, who has in likat tzomus? Likat tzomus, no one died. Person died a long time ago. There's a mechayiv of avelus for likat tzomus, and there's a mechayiv of kriya in likat tzomus. There's no chiyuv shiva. Shiva is when someone dies. No one died today. So therefore there's no chiyuv shiva. It doesn't mean there can't be a chiyuv kriya without having a chiyuv shiva. There's a new mechayiv of avelos here. There's a new mechayiv of kriya. That mechayiv is not a mechayiv for shiva. That the Gemara never said. The Gemara is talking about where the misa, which is me mechayiv my avelos, is me mechayiv me. It can't be mechayiv me a shiva. That misa can't be mechayiv me a kriya. That's what the Gemara means, says the Tal Chaim. Like the Rishonim say, just like by Rabbi, there's a chiyuv kriya without shiva. Why didn't Likud HaTzomis, there could be a chiyuv kriya without shiva. Now the Rif, the Lashon HaRif is very mashma, that the whole Shiloh of the Gemara over here is only on the other Kroivim, not on other Ve'imayim. And the Shaila is how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara came along and the Gemara has the Kasha that we find a halacha. Reb Zera said over a halacha that someone that didn't have a chaluk, most Rishonim learn, it means that they weren't wearing their own clothing at the time, so they weren't able to be kareya. The halacha is you're kareya afterwards. You're not kareya afterwards. After Shiva, you're not kareya. But al ava v'ima, you are kareya. And the Gemara explains that the reason for this is l'chavid ava v'imai. So the Rif seems to learn that in Arsug you also, the whole shiloh of the Amorayim is only by other kriyim, by ava v'imai, just like when someone doesn't have a chaluk, he's b'chuyim to be karei al ava v'imai, b'shum kavid ava v'imai. And Arich HaTibtza of Shmur Rechaika also, al ava v'imai, you're kareya. That's how it's mashed in the Rif. The Mukiyasif, the Ramban, they all hold this way that the whole sugi is not about Ava V'imai, like the Gemara came out. Ava V'imai lo'olam is chayiv. The Rambam is very not mashma this way. The Rambam's mashma that even al Ava V'imai you also potter, even though he brings down the halacha that Misha'in lo'i chalok is mukhiyiv to be karei al Ava V'imai. But in our sugi on the Shmur Ruchayka, the Rambam is very clear that even on Ava V'imai you also potter. Now the pshat in this Rambam is Apia Raivid, the Taisa Rosh brings down that the Tosafot Rosh learns up that what the Gemara means over here, Kitanya he l'chavid ava v'imoy, the Gemara means to say that over here, since by ava v'imoy the halacha is that the 30 days by ava v'imoy has a very similar halacha to shiva by other kriyim. The halacha is by other kriyim after shiva you can already sew up a little bit the kriya. Ashegin Ava V'imai, you have to wait till Shloishim. The Din Kriya remains by Ava V'imai until Shloishim. That's why I'm still able to be Kareya, Toich Shloishim al-Imai, al-Tkavit Ava V'imai. Ashegin and Eretz Sugya says the Raivid, we're talking about La'achar Shloishim. La'achar Shloishim, by Ava V'imai also your potter. The Gemara that said, Kitanya hi l'chavit Ava V'imai, says the Raivid, that's because we're Toich Shloishim, and Toich Shloishim Ava V'imai is like the Toich Zayin. There's no real difference between Ava V'imai the Gabi this halacha. The difference is that by Ava V'imai, Toich Lamed has a din of Toich Shiva. Mashaykin and the Shmur Rechaik, which we're talking about, La'achar Lamed, then Ava V'imai has the same halacha. L'fizeh, the Pesukei Rambam will be very good. Now the Ritva has a different pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva says that possibly there's no machlokes. The machlokes kareya in the kareya is not a machlokes. One's talking about Ava V'imai that that's where you chayiv, like the Shitas HaRif, and one's talking about not Ava V'imai and that's where you potter. Or the Ritva says another mahalak, which the Mukiyasis may be mashed for this way. What the Gemara means to say, Kitanya hi l'chavid Ava V'imai. The Olam Ar Gemara is also talking about Ava V'imai. Not Dafka talking about the Hei Kroivim, like maybe it would be mashed by the Rif. The Ritva says, the Oilam we're talking about Ava V'imai, just the Gemara when it says a Chavit Ava V'imai means to say that you're allowed to be Kareya if you want. It's not a Baltashlis. To stand be Kareya, it's Baltashlis. You're not allowed to rip your clothing. A Chavit Ava V'imai, you're allowed to be Kareya. But says the Ritva, the Gemara means to say, there's no Chi of Kriya. Someone that didn't have a shirt, and therefore he wasn't Kareya, On other koivim, he's not allowed to be kareya. On other imay, we allow him to be kareya. It's not a baltashchis, it has a pshat to be kareya. But you're not chayiv. And that's why there's a man in the Arba Nagamor that says, imay kareya. You don't have to be kareya. There's a man in the Arba that holds you're chayiv. But there's a man in the Arba that holds that you're potter, because he holds that the whole din of chavit of imay is a rishus. It's not a chayiv, and that's what the Gemara means to answer. It stims even with the feet of man in the Omar, imay kareya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.